From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. International medical charity Doctors Without Borders says today it has withdrawn from the northern Afghan city of Kunduz after a deadly suspected U.S. strike on its hospital. The strike killed at least 19 people, including three children at the hospital run by Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF. MSF says all critical patients have now been sent to other health facilities, while some staff members remain in the area working at other hospitals. The U.S. military acknowledged conducting a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of the MSF medical facility as part of a campaign to push the Taliban out of the city that overtook it parts of last week. Russia said today its forces are continuing to intensify airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria, and the bombings have disrupted the group's infrastructure and logistical support. A Russian defense ministry spokesperson said that the warplane struck ISIL targets in the previous 24 hours, including training camps, arms depot, and command posts. Most of the strikes were in the Idlib province in western Syria, while others hit near the Islamic State-declared capital of Raqqa. British Prime Minister David Cameron today reiterated his position, welcoming Russia's help in the fight against ISIL, but he said Assad has got to go.
They are backing the butcher Assad, which is a terrible mistake for them and for the world. It's going to make the region more unstable. It will lead to further radicalization and increased terrorism. And I would say to them, change direction, join us in attacking ISIL, but recognize that if we want to have a secure region, we need an alternative leader to Assad.
Britain's defense chief reports only about 5% of Russia's airstrikes target Islamic State extremists in the region, and Russia is now suggesting it will be willing to move into Iraq. This is VOA News. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked Friday's two explosions outside the capital of Abuja to male and female suicide bombers. The blast killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens more. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to Boko Haram. Israeli police say they are restricting access to Jerusalem's Old City after a Palestinian man fatally stabbed two Israelis. The Palestinian group Militant Jihad said the attacker was a member. Baruch Marzel is an Israeli activist.
Netanyahu has to resign. Netanyahu failed. He gave the Arabs to incite for months in Jerusalem. He gave the Arabs to attack Jews in Jerusalem. Today there was four Jews dead. Netanyahu has their blood on his hands.
Again, that is two dead and two seriously stabbed. Recent fighting at the Al-Aqsa compound in East Jerusalem has seen Palestinian protesters throwing stones and firebombs at non-Muslims who are allowed under Israeli law to visit the site. The flood of refugees and other migrants to Europe this year is boosting support for some anti-immigrant political parties. In Austria, the far-right Freedom Party could for the first time win city elections in Vienna from Social Democrats who have dominated politics there for decades. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Vienna.
Ahead of citywide elections, far-right politicians are capitalizing on fears of an influx of foreigners, most of them Muslims.
It's about, as you said before, migrants and the fears of people, I guess, which I think is absolutely ridiculous because we live in one of the richest countries in the world, so I don't see the point.
Vienna, like most European capitals, boasts a wealth of culture, architecture, and history, as well as cultural diversity and left-wing politics. But like much of Europe, politics are turning to the right, and that has many here worried. The Freedom Party says it wants to protect Austrian culture and Europe from Islamization, and its message is finding an audience. Polls show it is neck and neck with the Social Democrats, who have led Vienna politics since the end of World War II. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Vienna.
Voters in Kyrgyzstan go to the polls today in parliamentary elections with the expectation they will give pro-Russian parties a new five-year mandate. There are long lines of voters at polling stations across the majority Muslim Central Asian nation of 6 million people. More than 2,000 candidates from 14 parties are vying for 120 seats in parliament. The party is linked to pro-Russian President Almazbek Atambayev, the Social Democrat Party of Kyrgyzstan. It is expected to do well in the voting, as are the three other parties, all loyal to Moscow. Close ties there with Russian President Vladimir Putin. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.